Well, good afternoon. Thank you all for joining us at Frederick Douglass Park. For the past 11 months, our lived experience has been defined by the COVID-19 pandemic. Locally, nationally, and globally, from budgets to public safety, to healthcare, to basic interactions between families and friends, even to announcements like the one we make today. Let me first say the pandemic is not over, nor will it be for many months. But as vaccines roll out across Marion County and the state of Indiana, and the light at the end of that tunnel shines a little bit brighter each day, we are presented with an opportunity and a challenge. How will we define the post-pandemic future of Indianapolis? How do we accelerate our city's recovery? So today I'm proud to announce an important step in answering those very questions. Circle City Forward. Circle City Forward is an aggressive course of action for Indianapolis, a plan designed to jumpstart the economy and drive public investment into our neighborhoods. Today, we're announcing the first phase of that plan, Circle City Forward, a $190 million commitment in this first phase to projects in neighborhoods across our city, including the very place where we now stand and sit, financed by offsetting an expiring pension relief levy with our county cumulative capital development levy, we will fund the construction of major public facilities while decreasing the average tax burden for Indianapolis homeowners. This initial investment, which will be introduced to the council this evening, will upgrade critical government facilities and enhance service delivery. And all the while, it will create hundreds of construction jobs for our workers, boosting our local economy while improving the quality of life for our residents. The projects themselves will be transformational. Take this space, the historic Frederick Douglass Park. One 100 years ago, this park was built as the first park to serve Black Indianapolis residents during segregation. It has stood as a proud beacon of resilience and community ever since. This summer will be Frederick Douglass Park's centennial celebration. And as part of Circle City Forward, the Family Center will receive nearly $20 million in updates, including
the best is yet to come.
In that $20 million, that includes a completely new family center.
with better acoustics.
It'll also include additional parking for our family center and extensive playground improvements. Circle City Forward includes other major park upgrades across our city. $11 million for Riverside Park. $7 million. $7 million apiece for Krannert Park and Grassy Creek Park. Now, it's not just a parks Circle City Forward program. We will make new and critical investments in vital criminal justice and public health facilities, including $30 million towards a new forensics lab, $40 million towards a new youth and family services center, replacing the aging juvenile center at Keystone and 25th Street. $16 million for a new coroner facility and $7.5 million for a new fire station to replace an outdated and inefficient firehouse in Broad Ripple. Finally, two other city operations will see long-delayed overdue investments through this initial phase of Circle City Forward. Our animal care services facility was never meant to permanently reside at its present location. 30 years later, we will finally invest $18 million in the construction of a new building to better meet modern standards of animal care. And we will invest $9 million into a new solid waste garage that will increase efficiency and improve service delivery over its current 70-year-old facility. That's an upgrade. In its final form, this $190 million package will improve services for all residents of Indianapolis. But there's also important value in this for our local economy as well. Together, these transformative projects will create quality jobs and will keep Indianapolis working. Circle City Forward will also open up opportunities for minority and women-owned contractors. It was just over a year ago when we announced the result of our disparity study, a study that had not been conducted for 25 years. These projects, the ones that we are announcing today, will be an important part of furthering our commitment to equitable and fair contracting. This is to say nothing of the spillover effects from increased investments throughout so many of our neighborhoods. The economic revitalization already underway in many parts of our city will accelerate with these projects. Now, I want to be clear. As exciting as today is, and indeed it is, the public health crisis is not over. We will continue to maintain rental assistance programming. We will find new ways to promote trust in the COVID vaccine. We will call for more direct federal assistance to our local units of government, including the city of Indianapolis, to sustain a flexible and needs-driven response to the continuing pandemic. But we cannot wait for for the pandemic to end before we look to the future. And so together, we can, and we must, and we will accelerate our recovery and move Circle City forward. Now, let's get to work.